بیاد تنو غبانن که نرو کلا تکیز این اکر زوجه The spheres are not interrelated, are not interdependent. It means the absence of one does not render the other spheres void. Brocheis in akvei zeze, it means malcheis, zechenis and shefreis are not interdependent. If one was a meter, the meter of one does not ipso facto render those which have been recited now. Skiyas the brachas for Rosh Hashanah and for Yom HaKippurim may act as. I mean, when he said Eima Akris, it referred to Tone. I mean, Tone, who is not an ordinary Akim, Abu Atene, but the Tanitian which used to be decreed by Desdio in times of crisis, times of war, at times of disaster, famine, war, epidemic, and so forth. Those brachas there used to be a convocation for Mirche. General of the prayer assembly for Mirche. And the Mirche, the chazan of Yeshiva, used to recite 24 brachas. 24 brachas. Add 6 brachas to the ordinary semester of 18. It means actually not 24, but 25, because we are in the semester not 18, but 19 brachas. So 19 plus 6, 25. Those brachas, after the conclusion of these brachas, we used to blow chatzitzes or shofar. Brachas in Akri Zizi is the first to come. He doesn't know by heart all these brachas. He can recite only 2. So let him recite those he knows, even though he does not recite all the brachas in total. That's it. And also in Piers, Antonius, Tears, I mean, tears, ruah, tears. Now, Tonis, they used to blow like that. They used to blow, and one broche, tears, ruah, tears. And the next, and another broche, ruah, tears, ruah. The tears was in the middle of the tears, they were on both sides. And then they used to say intermittent. And then again, tears, ruah, tears, ruah, tears, ruah. The ruah played the same role on Tonis as in tears. Valen was a Tonis. The true, so to say, is subdued, or somehow arrested in prison between the two Jews. I use the word in prison because of the Kabbalah, so it's an important role. Because the true is different. The first fear of all, and the last fear is Yaakov, which is there. So Avram, and positive that Yaakov is Yitzchak, and he's bound in our government there. So Yitzchak is being bound by Avram and Yaakov. This is Alpi Kabbalah, but anyway. In Tonis, apparently, it was the Truah playing a more prominent role than the Truah. All right. In Tanaisim, the number of Brachas is not indispensable, nor the number of Truah is not indispensable. If I cannot blow over all Truah, or I don't know by heart, or they used to say it by heart, you can say the brachas by heart. All brachas, so you say as much as you want, as much as you can, and you blow as many tears as you can. However, tears of brachas are Rosh Hashanah and Shal Yom HaKippurim. The tears of Rosh Hashanah in Yom Kippur, or the brachas of Rosh Hashanah in Yom Kippur, Malchus and Zechenis and Sefri, is Me'akvim. They are indispensable, all brachas. For instance, if I don't remember Malchus, I have no Malchus. I say by heart. The Malchus I don't remember well. I haven't memorized. But I did memorize the Chenis and Sefer. I cannot say. Either you say 9 brachas or you don't say none. You don't say anything. You cannot amuse that tribute. The same thing is like you make a truah but not a tfiyah, or a tfiyah and not a truah. You don't blow. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, what kind of a Yom Kippur is it? It means Mekpur and Bishnas Hayevet. Of course, I mean, as a rule, you don't blow anything. I mean, the theory you blow at the conclusion of the services is not indispensable. Just a minute. But neither in Kippurim Shal Yevu. And in Kippurim Shal Yevu, once in 50 years, they used to blow on your Kippur exactly the way they blew on what I said. They used to blow on what I said. They used to say in Tzilas Musaf, Malchus Zechenis Hefer, in Kippur. He marked with the... The Gemara says, my time, why is Rosh Hashanah? The mark is, why is Rosh Hashanah? The number cannot simply be reduced, and the all brachas are interdependent. The Yitkias, Omar Rabbi, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yisrael Mesh Yitzchak, Imru Lefonai, you should recite this form before me, for Rosh Hashanah, Malchiyah, Zechenes Vishetes. Malchiyah, Kedush, from Yechuni Aleichem, you should accept my sovereignty, my rule, Zechenes Vishetes Lefonai, Zecheneichem Yetevo, Ubame Vishetes. Rosh Hashanah, some are apparently the motif of Malchiyah and Vishetes are interdependent, and all three of them form one unit, one entity, and omission of one simply renders the rest worthless. So how did I interpret? How did I interpret the Gemara? What me mark the Zizu? Not the Brochets and the Tears are interdependent, but the Brochets within themselves are interdependent. It means you cannot say Zechenes Vishetes without Malchiyah. Nor can you say Malchiyah and Vishetes without Zechenes.
No.
And so forth and so on. What, and Tkiyas Miakris is do? What does it mean that Tkiyas are interdependent? Are within themselves. It means Tkiyas through a Tkiyas, Tkiyas through a Tkiyas, Tkiyas. Now let me ask you, I don't want to mislead you, you should get the wrong impression. What, for instance, one can make Tashrat, you cannot make Tashrat. That gives almost impossibility. You can make Tashrat, you're able to make Tashrat and Tarat. For instance, we can blow Tashrat, or Tarat. But you cannot blow Tashrat. Or I can blow Tarat, cannot blow Tashrat and Tashrat. Is it supposed to blow the Feder in nose or not? Does it come under the Aloch of the Gemara, Tiyasa, Makri, Makri, Zizu, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim? You understand my question? For instance, if basically the Gemara, I want you to understand, basically the number, the required number of tears that no Rosh Hashanah is not 30. But how many? 9. No. Why, how did it happen that the 9 suddenly became 30? Because of doubt. You don't know as the nature of Tru. Whether it's what we call Tru, as means short, broken up, no. Like crying, like wailing. Or swearing is more like moaning, crying, a different, the right time. And that perhaps combination of that. So then you have 12, you have 10 and 10, you have just have 9 and 9 and 12. 9 and 9 and 12 is 10. So if I don't know one, I can pass out. I may blow Tarat, why not? Perhaps the true of Tarat is the genuine true. So I'll fulfill my duty, I'll discharge my duty. Or for instance, I don't know Tashrat, I should blow Tarat and Tashrat, because perhaps in Tarat or in Tashrat, one of these trues, I mean, either the Shvorim or the Tikkun true, is the genuine true, which the Torah referred to, and I'll discharge my duty. So what does it mean, the Gemara, that he is Matri Zezu? Within each Seder, we have three Dorim. We have Tashrat, Tashrat, Tarat, which is called Dorim. Three entities. Within each group, I have to blow how many kilos? 9, or is Tashrat 12, you know, 9, you know. For instance, if I don't know the Shvorim, it's useless to blow to Tia. If I don't know Tia, it's useless to blow Shvorim. In the Tashrat. Within Tarat, if I don't know the Truo, then Tashrat, so forth. You understand me well? It means within each group of 9, there is interdependence. But there is no interdependence between, there is no intergroup dependence. There is only dependence within the group. You understand me well? And don't make that mistake. So this is the way Tetzes interpreted, the way the Rosh interpreted, the way the Ram interpreted. Take a look at Rashi, if you'll just take a look at Rashi. Tkiyas broches de'almo, the Tkiyas broches general fears about it, the gun car near us, I mean, those who are being blown on fire. A mark means vision. So what does Rashi say? In Birech Venetok, if you share the 24 brach, and you did not blow the paper, or the chafetos, whatever it is, whatever, you know, doesn't matter, the instrument is not important here, which was used for the Lord produced the Lord. Is it, Sad and Rashi interpret, but Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippur, so what mach? The broche is me'akiv the kiyah, the kiyah is me'akiv the broche. So Rashi is a different interdependence. Not the interdependence between the broches themselves, or between the kiyah themselves, but the interdependence between the broches and the kiyah. If Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippur was, if I davened Musaf, and what? And I missed what? Chafer, I meet a chafer, is a Musaf, worthless, useless. And on the other hand, if I do Chafer, not within the framework of Malchus, the famous Chafer, you need to see a Chafer worthless. Well, you understand very well it's wrong. It is wrong. The Mishnah says, take a look at the Mishnah, that one, Dima on the base. Misha Birech, you have in the middle of a sentence, Misha Birech, whoever was Birech. Birech means he said, Malchi is a chene shetris rashe. He's fallen to us musotim, who Birech tisa broches. You have in the Misha. Lamed Gimel ben Beis, Lamed Gimel ben Beis. Misha Birech, he had no shefa. When he started Musa, there was no shefa available. What can he do? So he davened Musa without shefa. After the Chazon finished, I'm going to Israel Basholim, or Shomei Akim Tzvua, a shefa came. So what can you do? I mean, you cannot actually change the Musa. So after Musa, it was predicated simply without brachas. But the Musa says that brachas without fear, and fear without brachas, are all right, are not miracles. And it's quite interesting. The same Braise says, Umitzvah betekin, which is the third line, on where the column extends. Umitzvah betekin yesa min avoch. Fears are more important than brach. Keita, he himself can neither blow, nor recite the Kiddush HaMitzvah. He's got to rely on whom? On the Shliach Tzibur, correct? On the Shliach Tzibur. Of course. And there are two towns. In the one town, you know, the Shliach Tzibur will be able to recite the brachas. In another town, he knows the Shliach Tzibur is capable of blowing, but he has a doubt whether he'll be able to recite the brachas. Shtei ayores, bachas teikim, bachas mevorchim, helech lemochim sheteikim, you know what it means? So he should prefer the tfiyas to the brachas, according to Rashamim. It's useless. You prefer the tfiyas to the brachas, since there is interdependence, and are both indispensable. And one, per se, being placed within the frame of preference of the other, is worthless. Is now. Always I don't like when a Rishon, I'm never troubled by a cut. I'm never troubled by a cut. But when a Rishon interprets a Gemara, and five lines or something, and simply, And we have to assume that he didn't see the next five lines. It's ridiculous. So Rashi apparently, Rashi studied the sugya, and Rashi interpreted the sugya. So how could Rashi say something which contradicts, but the same Braise says, five lines below. So what does it mean? Apparently, the word mi'ak yed, all right, no? If someone wants to suggest, okay, Rashi says that brachas are makris, that kis, makris, that brachas are interdependent. And while the Mishnah says they are not interdependent, and the Braise says they are not interdependent, yes? And the best proof is Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah Shabbos, which means that you should eliminate Rosh Hashanah Shabbos, Malchus Chedesh Eifrit. You've never heard of anybody that who is ready to eliminate Rosh Hashanah Shabbos, Malchus Chedesh Eifrit. Why Shabbos? A yochi. I don't have to lead the congregation. I have in private. I have no congregation. So, I mean, you'll say Malchus is a Chesed Shevres. But Tfilas would not blow within the framework of Malchus and Shevres, but Tfilas will blow only what we call the Yushet, separately. So, I mean, the Aloha Lemaise, that there is a Shemnesra without a Broche, and there is a Broche, that there is Broche without Shemnesra, without, I mean, without Tfilas. Yeah, how could Rashi say it? I mean, private property, it looks like nonsense. You understand me? So what's the answer? Well, someone wants to say, well, you change your mind, what? It's very simple. It's just the word me'akif should be reinterpreted. The trouble is that we are so much under the sway of the word me'akif. Me'akif in Aloha, that's what misleads us. Rashi meant something, but not if we take the term me'akif, as we usually do, literally. What did you want to say? First of all, on Shabbos is not easy for me. And secondly, that Yochi, no, because it means if Broches and Tkiyas are interdependent, so the Tkiyas must be, so to say, placed with the frame of reference of Broches. Otherwise, there is no combination, there is no merger, there is no union of Broches. Got to be both united into one whole, into one configurative whole, into one entity. No. Just as I told you, if you just reinterpret the semantics of Me'akif, we are used to interpret Me'akif literally. It means, Abo minim shedeluev Me'akif zezu. Four kinds of meaning. Meditation rulers are interdependent. Of course, if I don't have a network, a ruler and a dasam and a ruler are worthless. How shall I say, I tell you, a bow parses between the actors we do. Of course, if I have only three parses and three and three only three, I don't have the fourth parse, it's still not possible. Of course. In such cases, the me'akil is to be interpreted literally. But me'akil, it is indispensable. And if I try to dispense with one parsha or one mitzvah, I render the mitzvah just void and all. But this me'akev should be qualified. The literal interpretation is the only way how to do it. Otherwise, Rashi is nonsense. Take it after Rashi. If you take differently, Lamed Gimel or Med Bey, taste the same. Vim Teimar, face aside. It is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. The 11th line from the bottom. Vim Teimar, Hanar, the Yeshiva. You know very well that the tears in Yusha, tears in Yusha, what you call it, the tears with blow, following, Tresatere, is a very institution, an institution which was introduced quite late, very late. According to the Balamoyer, it was introduced in the post-Talmudic epoch, in the epoch of the Guinness, Kufa Sabinus. The Ramban disagrees with him, but the Ramban also assumes that the Mishnah did not know of the Yishan. Neither the Mishnah nor the Braise. For them, they used to lay in the Torah, return the Torah into the Ark, and then start down with Musaf, and they used to blow during the Tfilat Musaf. All therapy knows, also. No, there was not Tfilat. It was introduced much later. Some say that Rabbi Abu has introduced it, the Kifret. It means the first generation of Amoraim. He was a Chavar, a colleague of Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Abu. And some say it was introduced later than Rabbi Abu. Already, I mean, the second, third generation of Amoraim. Exactly when it was introduced, Tzir and Yushev, we don't know. What was the reason for introducing Tzir and Yushev? Most probably for the sake of people who couldn't stay a long time in school and had to leave before Musaf. They are old people or sick people. So they introduced tears in Yusuf in order that they should discharge the duty at least of Shefa Tosef. Even though they lacked what? The performance of hearing the Shefer within the frame of reference of Brach. So this is asked, how could the tears in Yusuf be introduced? And Pesach was influenced by whom? By Rashi. Take a look. I'm not, you see them. Those spheres which are being blown away. Do you see them? You see them means, what does you see them mean? Before a minute. The Rambam and the Rabbah interpret you see them literally. The simply for spheres following his appearance, the whole congregation sits down. Only the about spheres enter. Why? No one knows. Yeshim Kolom, the Ram, the Kolom, Yeshim Kolom. Yeshim Kolom. Yud, Amina Gaposhut, the Seder at Kiyesh or Rotashone, the Tibo Kahu. Peregimu Mechashefer Aloch Yud, Peregimu Mechashefer Aloch Yud. Peregimu Mechashefer Aloch Yud. Amina Gaposhut, the Seder at Kiyesh or Rotashone, the Tibo Kahu. Ah, he says a minute apostle. Why is a minute apostle? Tears is not a minute. What is it called? It's a ritual, a minute apostle. It's not a custom, it's a basic halacha d'oraita. In his tears in Yishuv. The Ram also of the thing that tears in Yishuv was introduced much later. And during the times of the Mishneh, the whole institution of Ram also. So tears in Yishuv was introduced much, that's why he calls it a minute apostle. Acha shekirin batero. ומרזיר נעשה סלנטיינו, in this regard, הרם לא דיפה סמאס. We will leave the Sefer Torah and the Bina. When we blow Sefer, and after Sefer, we return the Sefer Torah into the Ark. According to Rambam, we used to read the read Sefer Torah, finish, conclude Sefer Torah, recitation of Sefer Torah, return the Torah immediately to the Ark, basically he's right. Well, what do you need the Sefer Torah and the text? The function is being performed, I mean, there's no need for the Torah. The Torah doesn't fulfill any function anymore. But we, the Sohnoch, actually, without referring to the Rambam, and the way the Sohnoch describes the ritual, so it provides for the Sefer Torah to remain outside of the Ark on the table during the Sefer. But the Rambam's ritual was, Acha Shekirin Batera, after the read, the Torah marzir in the Sefer Torah, and they return the Sefer to its rightful place. Yes, in Kolom. People sit down. The Echo Deino is only one than that. Rises, in Vorech, the Boche, and the Reed. Yes, this is a horrible time. The Sefer ask, how could these conditions be introduced? They are worthless. Why are they worthless? Because fear should be heard within the system of the brachas. It's not a simple, naive question. In Temer, Hanor, the Yeshiva, Eichen, Osiri, Karten, the Dishkar, their duty, Rotanya, the same spirit, we have studied at the end of this spirit. Kiyos, the brachas, the Rish HaShone, the Gim HaKippurim, Makri, Zuzu, Aume. Apparently, the Eden Tuse, during the time of recitation of the prayer, boil a minute, you have to blow the Sefer, but not before that. So they says, love Kirchen, no problem, no question. The Af al Gav, even though the Mashne, it would appear, Mitech Tire Shakunt, the impression that you get from Rashi is, Din Birech Vele Toka, that if you said the Mauch is a Chene Sefer, so without blowing, a Toka Vele Birech, or he blew the Sefer without reciting Mauch is a Chene Sefer, Pirech. Die Derech Malchus Chenesheifer, the recited Malchus Chenesheifer. And he does not fulfill, he has not fulfilled his duty. He has Shalimach, it's impossible to maintain like that, to maintain such a view. Datanya Lekamon, we study the same Braise, Shtei Ayores, 2 towns, Be'achas Seikin, Be'achas Nevorchim, Keshuhelech, Elech Lomokim Seikin, Elech Lomokim Seikin, that tells me you can separate the skiers from the brochers. With Naname, and we studied in this Mishneh, Mishneh Birech, he said, Machad HaSedes, Barakach Nizdam Ali Shefer, Mashmeh. So I mean, the inference is clear, Shebalei Shefer, even without the Shefer, Yoche Levorech, I mean, he shoots, recites, Yoche Levorech, fine. Now what is what is the interpretation of the Braise? Aber Tkiyas, Ubroches, Makri, Zizu, Hainu Tkiyas, Shvor, and Pruas, it means within, each within its own system. Tkiyas, Shvor, and Pruas, in Boke, before Shabbos, he can blow, all three notes,
He's coming, love. If one knows, I mean, he doesn't know. He's alien to him. So let him, he cannot blow at all. Leivka. Da brochet mi akri zuizu. Velaviyus im aino shatkiyus makri brochzu. Kishivorech mauchiyus. When he recites Malchus, the Chinus Vesefris, Yivorech Shloshtom. Let him recite all three of them. Elay, Yivorech Lau. If he doesn't know one broche, if he wants to meet one broche, someone told me, Chazan told me, that in a certain temple, it happened in Boston, not many years ago, anyway. Many years, the last year, in so the rabbi was a little too long in his sermon. So it got late. Late, so he went to abbreviate. So came over to the Yachtibo and said to him, Kik, what? I'm here to that. So he said, what? This is Malchus. How can I skip it? Look, it's nonsense anyway. Why don't you skip it? This is exactly what shouldn't be done. Malchus and Shefra should not be skipped, you see. Even if the Rabbi's sermon happens to be very long, and the congregation will have to stay in shul until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. This is exactly what Brochus Makrid is. Hainu shat kiyas makrid izu, shuwa masen jokhle leivu, hachin kiyas, shvorim truyas, in boki bishloshtam yitzka, vim lavle yitzka. Fine. All right, but Rashi interprets it like that. Interestingly, we'll take a look, the Rambam, Peregimu Mechashefa, Peregimu Mechashefa, Alokhi Yitzimu. Atkiyas ain't a makris is a brochis, the brochis is a makris atkiyas. He said it explicitly. Omar Avrom, Omar Avrom, the writer, Avro Shoresh Hashon, Omer Akvei Zuzu. This is entirely yes. But Rosh Hashonah, the tkiyas and brochis are interdependent. Now how could the writer say it? Even the Rambam, in the next sentence, says, Shtei Ayoreis, Bachat Yedeya Bevadai Shiyeshki Shom Shiyevachim Teishu Brochim Ubishmi Yassofek Im Yesh Kekeha Hilech Umochim Shom Lochim So take him. So the Rai is Toda Lochim. It's like the next sentence in Rambam. And he knew very well. The next sentence in Rambam is also a sentence in the Braise. How could the Rai be done in this country object to the Rambam? It is such puzzles I don't like. And I need much. Because apparently the Shiyeh, as I told you, the clue to the this problem lies in a different set of semantics for the word me'akiv in this context. Usually me'akiv is, usually when we come across the word me'akiv, what it means, that if I omit something, the whole performance is void, is not. Here is me'akiv, what it means, the mitzvah is incomplete. Long way out of road, the mitzvah is incomplete. If I blew shefa, shalei al feder abroches, not within the system, not within the frame of reference of prophet, she's diminished. She's not, so I, the mitzvah to shefa has not been performed in an ideal fashion. It's incomplete. It is imperfect. There is no mitzvah between it. Or, for instance, I said brochet. Brochet means machet chenis eifres. I have a nice story about the brochet too. This is not only a rabbi in New York, a rabbi in New York. He was teaching the people, Mishnah, it was a son, it was the day before it was a son. Mishnah, Birech, Vachatach, Mishmano, it's Ufa. It's a good story. It sounds like a joke. What an anecdote. So he said, Mishnah, Birech, he said, Brochet, Shon, Tito, Vichuvonu, Vishmiya, Vichuvonu, and the Rebbe says, it's not you that not playing too. So the Rebbe, I mean, he says, no, she's all right, she's saying, well, I shall keep her from it. He's me, I shall say, he's crazy, out of his mind. But Allah, sometimes people don't know. But Mishu Birach means the Machi Bechei Sefer, you know, as a matter of fact, the Mishu didn't know of the Brochi of Lishmei, I shall say. Since they used to blow within the frame of reference of Brochi, so there was no brocha lishnei achil sefer. The mitzvah does not. What do you call in aloche? Madzuya kotzer shal brocha. The short formula of brocha. This means, Hashem says, Der Magdeia Oruch soll Birches HaSefer, was ich nehme, Magdeia Oruch, die Longformula ab, von der Bruch HaSefer, was ich nehme, mache ich ein Sefer. Wenn ich komme, ich Magdeia Kotzer soll Bruch HaSefer, ich nehme, ich nehme, ich nehme, ich nehme, ich nehme, nur auf der Gesicht, wenn ich das Sefer brauche. Das sind die Gegenteil, die sind nicht, ja. Und das war es noch nie. Die Gegenteil, die Mellach und da war es viel Sefer, auch hat er alles, was ich nehme, was ich nehme, ich nehme, ich nehme, ich nehme, why is it funny, tell me? Yes, exactly. Any mitzvah, there are many mitzvahs which are actually not provided to the Jewish family. Only to three of them. Have you ever said, Baruch Atah Hashem, the Mechol HaShem, the Shabbat Shemana, Litre Yosma? Never. Birka Samozi. Baruch Atah Hashem, the Mechol HaShem, the Shabbat Shemana, Litre Yosma. Hashem, the Shabbat Shemana, Litre Yosma, Litre Yosma, Litre Yosma, Litre Yosma. Have you ever heard of that, Baruch? No. Not even seen it. Have you ever heard of a Baruch Kiddush? The Kiddush also, and the Kiddush is Zohar and Shomer. Hashem, the Shabbat Shemana, the Kaddush, Alayel, Kaddush, Alayel. Why not? Tfile! Hashem Tisa Vitsilono Mishpam, Akkor Daram Mishpilin, Mishpeshe de Raisi, Vadaif Mishpil Atechem, Avidu Shil Alech. Why not? Why not? I mean, all right, or Abdole. Tonight, you recite Abdole. Why didn't you preach it? The Abdole, the Broch, Hashem Tisa Vitsilono Lehavdi? The Kiddush Lachay. What is the answer? Leave the mitzvah. Is has been, let's say, formulated by Chazal before the Chazal. Or like Kiddush, like Abdullah. In the Raisi, you don't have to say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu the Melech HaOlam. All you have to say, Amadu B'Kiddush Lachem V'Lachem 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 V'Lachem. But in the Rabbonon, the formula of Baruch is indispensable for Hashem. The same Kiddush. In the Raisi, Hashem V'Lachem 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 to recite a text from the Chumash, which is concerned with Shabbat. But what you have to simply to follow the formula, if there is no broche, because it doesn't make sense. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shabbat Shalom Lechadesh Al Hayayin, and then I'll begin Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shabbat Shalom Lechadesh. It would be duplication. So Chazal never introduced a Jewish mitzvah, never provided mitzvah whose performance consists in reciting the broche, even though the broche is a Birkas HaShevach, there's another broche which would be a Birkas HaMitzvah. Or Krishna, a mitzvah which was placed, or rather, or interwoven into the texture of broche, into the fabric of broche, like Krishna. Krishna itself is not a broche, but it was interwoven into the fabric of broche, two broche, a Hedashma, preceding, a broche or two broche, following Shema, such a mitzvah has not been provided with what the Birkas HaMitzvah. The same is Kivlumet. Kivlumet has been placed within the framework of what a broche. But there is no need after Maurer saying, Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech HaOlam. The Kaddish Yisrael, Ima Zekor, I should say, Hashem Tisa Vitsilono, Lishmei Kotei Fresh. It makes no sense. Huh? I don't know if the broche were necessary, it wouldn't be asked, but it makes no sense. It would be plain redundancy, plain duplication. So the Mishnah didn't know anything about Magdeia Kotzer. When they introduced it here in the Mishnah, then the Magdeia Kotzer broche came into existence. All right. So this is the halacha. The halacha is as follows. The Braisa says that if one heard Shul in Yushan and he walked out of Shul home, he's not only mitzvah to see the mitzvah. The mitzvah of tears is not perfect. It's not complete. The mitzvah of tears is affected by the omission of what? Of tears of Seder Abbas. Vice versa. If I damned Musa, and I didn't blow Shefer, the Sibur davened Musa, and did not blow Shefer within the framework of Musa, so then the Tfila is not perfect. It's not a perfect thing. Tfila from Musa of Rosh Hashanah must be provided with what? It doesn't mean that a Yochid doesn't have to daven Musa, but Rosh Hashanah, the Musa of the Yechidah, a Yochid will daven Musa of the Yechidah, will recite Musa of the Yechidah in private. is not only misses the sphere. Not only does he miss the sphere. The sphere itself is incomplete. The sphere of Rosh Hashanah is complete if it's provided with spheres. The spheres of Rosh Hashanah are complete if they are performed with the framework of what? Of God. It's incomplete. It's not. It's incomplete. You are not the kind of mixture. It's a question of the kind of mixture. But this is basic. And I'll tell you, I want to tell you something which is very important. There is a strange, and this will explain the Rambam and the Ravid. Ktiyas Dimumet can only be performed with people, by a congregation. A Yochad cannot blow Ktiyas Dimumet. The Gemara tells us that some Tanoim, some Amoraim wanted to blow Ktiyas Dimumet to Yechidas, and they were stopped. Take a look here. Take a look on the dollar on the day. Rafopi bar Shmuel kom litzuyer, lamedalad on the day, lamedalad on the day. This is just a few lines from the place where the column extends. Rafopi bar Shmuel kom litzuyer. Rafopi bar Shmuel started to, he was about to commence Musa. Omar and Lishamei say, said to me, Bartlett and Shamei, Kini nir meloch, when I'm motion you, motion you, Kali, you have to mouth his hand papers. The blow. Omar Le Rove, so Rove was present apparently. Le Omra Le Bukhaveri, spheres are only necessary during the Chazor of Hashat of Musa, but during Musa, the Chaveri, Chaveri means congregation. It's a question, why does the Gemara use the term Chaveri and does not use the plain term the Tzibur? That's why many Rishonim said that even the Tzibur, the spheres are only blown within the framework of Chazor HaShat, not during the silent prayer, the way we do or Chassidim do. Because if the tears were blown not only during Chazor HaShat, but also within the framework of the silent prayer, so the Gemara would have used the Tzibur, the Omron of the Tzibur. Since the Gemara substituted another term of Choverir, Choverir basically is not the congregation. Chover Ir is the Chazan, Ashliach Tzibur. He used to select who was the Ashliach Tzibur, the most outstanding scholar, the Chover Ir. The most outstanding person was the Ashliach Tzibur. It seems that the Gemara uses the term Chover Ir instead of employing the ordinary term, the Tzibur. It means there is, I mean, it is evident that the Gemara actually limited Tzkias to Chazor HaShashan. It's one of the riots which Rishonim quote to substantiate their opinion that Tkiyas Dimumet should be only heard and blown within the framework of Chazor HaShashan, the recitation by the Chaz, not in the silent prayer to Yerusha. All right. Omer b'chodriya. Tanya name oche. ששם ממשים על הסדר ועל סדר ברוכס. במה דברים אמורים בחובר עיר? אבל שלא יהיה בחובר עיר, שם על הסדר, בין יושב, ושלא יהיה על סדר ברוכס. Not now let, so please, listen carefully now. It means, תקיעס ראש השונה, בין יושב, is not related to Tzibur. Not only a Tzibur is supposed to blow. Every year. The mitzvah shefa, yim truah yi elochem, is not only obligatory, not obligatory on the tzibur, as a tzibur per se, but it is what? It is incumbent. Every yochid, like lulev, like sukkah, like tefillin, like tzitzit, like matzah, I mean, nothing to do with tzibur. What about Tkiyas Dimumet? What about Tkiyas Dimumet? A yochid cannot blow it. I mean, not supposed. Who blows Tkiyas Dimumet? Who is called upon to blow Tkiyas Dimumet? Tzibur. Now a problem arises. A very important question. this particular mitzvah, there is the Harishenim who say that the combination of Tzkiyas and Broches is Midrashim. Because there are two psukim that are Yen Truah Yir Lachem and Zichron Truah. Yen Truah means simple, to blow a shaker. Zichron Truah means to interpret the shaker, to understand the shaker, to explain the shaker, to experience the shaker. I mean, you can use many terms. This means when you blow them, usually you don't interpret the shaker. You just perform mechanically. And you blow 30 notes, or 9 notes, 30 notes, yes. But where do you interpret the shaker? Numet, because each broche is not just a broche and see a shaker. Just a conglomeration. And somehow we united two simply incommensurable performances. No, the broche interprets the shaker. Malchus interprets the shaker. Zichrenis interprets the shaker. And certainly Shaper's interpretation. What interpretation is a different story. But if interpretation, this means different. So according to Rashi, it's a Hezer Midrash. To hear Shaper better as Yen Truah. Shaper as Yen Truah has absolutely no relationship to Broche. I can blow whenever I want to, wherever I want. And then there is another mitzvah. We are under obligation to hear Shaper interpreted by Broche. I want to understand, it's one unit. Shaper interpreted by Broche. And that's why you understand the Rashi very well and the Raizis, you know. If I say Broche and I don't blow Shaper, so it's like an introduction to a book. If without a book, it's like an abdomen without, an introduction to a book. And the book has not been published. I published the introduction, but I haven't published the book. On the other hand, you understand, to have Shaper without Broches, it's a book, it's a sealed book. It's a book, it's an enigma, it's a puzzle. Not every mitzvah has got to be interpreted. There are many mitzvahs who have got to be interpreted, for instance. For instance, you know, at other mitzvahs, that the Torah, with regard to which the Torah has required not only the mechanical performance, but interpretation as well. I don't mean interpretation, rationalization, I mean the halachic interpretation. Matzeh, Rabbi Gamliel, of course, Kol Ma'aseh Shvarim about Pesach, Yotzei Dechavot, even Pesach Matzeh Morer. What else? Kriyashma. What are the brachas of Krishna? What do they do? What do the brachas of Krishna accomplish? Because we never pay attention to what we recite, what we say. But basically, the brachas of Krishna are the pirush, the interpretation of Krishna. Because there are three brachas, the first bracha, three brachas basically. At night, we have an additional bracha, Ashkenenu, which is just a prayer. A prayer which is appropriate for the time of retirement and rest. But basically, the three brachas, Yetzirah, Yishma, Havorabo, Yisroya, and Shemaya, and as I was saying, you go out, you throw it, I should say, it's going to help you try. Interpretation. That's, yeah. So Shaper is also. Shaper, there are two aspects to Shaper. One aspect to Shaper, a mechanical one. Simply. Physical aspect. Simply, I should hear the sound of Shaper. The prescribed note, 9, 30, what difference is it? Secondly, this is going through a year. Secondly, Shaper, there is a mix. It's an additional mitzvah. Midrashim and Rabbanim is not important. Now, Rashi Shite, and many of the Shemim say it's Midrashim. So the Shaper be blown of Seder HaBroches. What do we accomplish by it? By uniting Shaper and Broches? Interpretation. The mitzvah is not just a mitzvah which is enigmatic, I mean, but it is interpretation. One Shaper symbolizes Malchus, the second symbolizes Chenet. The third one is indicative of have Jewish chinuch. Okay. Right. Yes, this is the myth. Now let me see. But however, this interpretation can done Shaper plus interpretation. Shaper plus Broches can only be accomplished, can only be performed within law, within a congregation. A yochet Torah. When the Torah required zichren truah, so she addressed herself to the speaker. Come on. Whether it's with the Reis or with the Rabbonim, but the fact is unalterable. incontrovertible that the Torah addressed ourselves to teaching. Because a yochid all the Torah asked for him is what? It's here, okay? So it means a yochid is not higher than the Torah. It's not incumbent upon the yochid. For instance, I am home. I cannot go to church. Please, lazy, what do you think? Go to the next lesson. The reason is not relevant now. So the, it means that I'm just supposed to your shape. I mean, you should have seen, what do you do to a person sick or cannot go, cannot walk? You come in the afternoon, you blow a shape of mine. So it means, you ask me, has the yochid fulfilled his duty or not? Yes, the Torah's yochid is only involved in what mitzvah, yem truo. In zich yem truo is not involved. He's not involved at all. In zich yem truo is not involved at all. But all right, if you wear a shoe, if you wear a shoe, and if you prayed with the congregation, it would have been, it would be involved, and it would be, and it would fulfill an additional mitzvah of zich yem truo. But al yochid hasn't violated anything, you know what I mean? Hasn't violated anything pertaining to Shefer, because all his duty was limited to what? To yem truo. I complete it. I'll come to you. That's what I'm, you see that I'm traveling in that direction, you see. Yes. Then it's a complete mystery. Then you cannot say like Rashi. If I heard Kiyas without hearing the Kiyas within the framework of Broches, that my mitzvah, my performance is incomplete. What do you mean? I'm a yochid. I'm not supposed. As a matter of fact, I'll put in. I don't want to discourage people from coming to show, you see. But however, in accordance with the aloche, there is no need for the yochid to go to shul in order to hear Kriyas or Seder HaBrach. Because his duty is limited and confined to what? Yem Truo. The Yem Zichen Truo, al Seder HaBrach, Kriyas plus interpretation, Kriyas plus Brach, Melech al Kol Haaretz, this is a job for the teacher. It's problematic, I'll come in. There are mitzvahs who are binding, most mitzvahs, Rishveh, Tileh, 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 are binding on every word, on every individual. So we are asking Shefer, is it a mitzvah a yochid or a mitzvah a tzibur? What is the answer? Yem truo, the technical performance. Yochid, zichrin truo, is tzibur. Why? Rest. This is the Shitta Rambam. Take a look at Rambam Per Gimel Milcha Shefer. Take a look at Perakalef Milcha Shefer, Aloch Alef. Mitzvah Sasei Shel Teiro Lishmeya Tvua Sashefer Berosh Hashanah. When the Rambam says Mitzvah Sasei Shel Teiro Lishmeya Tvua Sashefer Berosh Hashanah, He didn't qualify the statement by confining it to Tibur. He did not, so to say, circumscribe the mitzvah or confine it to Tibur. So what does it mean? The mitzvah is binding on everyone. This is Perikalef. Here it doesn't speak about brachas. Does it speak about brachas now? Rishmeya Kela Shefer. Perigimul Aloche Zayin. Perigimul Aloche Zayin. Perigimul Aloche Zayin. Take a look at Pergim Aloch Aleph first. Pergim Aloch Aleph. Kamot Kiyis Chayov Adam Lishmiya Rosh Hashanah. You don't say Kamot Kiyis Chayov Atzibu Lishmiya Rosh Hashanah. Kamot Kiyis, how many notes? Adam means is individual, Adam means individual. I'm supposed to be Rosh Hashanah. What? Teisha. I'm saying because we got involved in doubt about the genuine nature of this work, so finally we came out with Teisha. Now, Peregimu Aloch Azar, then it mentions for the first time, Tkiyas Mumet. What does the Rambam say? Will someone read the Rambam? Atzibu Chayobim Lishmeya Tkiyas of Peder Agroch. So who did you read it? The Tzibu. Hence the Rambam could not agree with Rashi, that if I blew Shefer, Bi Yechides,
when I did not feel safe, I'll say that Abrochas, I have not fulfilled the mitzvah. Because it's two different mitzvahs. One mitzvah is Yom Tov, which is binding on every individual. Another mitzvah is Zichar Tov, which is only binding on the tzibur. All right, if I didn't come to shul, I have a complete mitzvah. The second mitzvah, I'm not involved. I haven't been involved in it. All right, I could involve myself, but it doesn't mean that the mitzvah of Yom Tov was what? It was incomplete. You understand me? I couldn't involve myself. Oh, I were very generally interested and generally concerned with mitzvah. I would run to shul. All right, fine. All right. I'm not so much so concerned. But the question, I do the minimum, what is required of me. Right? If I do the minimum, what's required of me, as long as you have the fetus in isolation, you don't recite the fetus, you're not the tzibur, you are only supposed to listen to hear. Kizim Yishet, Kizim is completely irrelevant. So Balkir can come to you in the afternoon and blow yourself. And the mitzvah is completed. It has been perfect, I mean, performed in most ideal fashion. You understand me? Correct? Yeah. Since Rashi and the Raivet say, at broches me'akris is appears. So without broches, the mitzvah is incomplete. What is their opinion is?
What?
It's one mitzvah. Yem truo and zichren truo is one mitzvah. Each one is supposed one. So it is a God. No. Definition. You say each is one mitzvah. One, not two mitzvah, one mitzvah. Each individual is supposed what? To hear first. To hear clearly. Regardless, in no context at all. Regardless of the context. Tears are not embraced by any bracha. There is nothing comfort by bracha. But afternoon, morning, it doesn't matter, before Davin, after Davin. And then, what else? Kies, no, I feel not a yochid, I'm feeling yochid. Kies, I'll say the rabbi. It's not a chedesh tibur. It's a chedesh yochid. However, a chedesh yochid. How can I say chedesh yochid? It's a fact that the kies lumet cannot be practiced, cannot be performed, in private, you need a minyan, you need a congregation for it. What is the idea? I would like to know that. The kiyum, the implementation requires. The implementation requires to do this. The achiv la yochid. Schoenfeld said before, Shri Satera. It's exactly where the case is. Shri Satera basically, the chiv is not a chiv of tzibur. Because Tere, why? Tere is not limited to tzibur. The bottom of the chief of the is a yochid. Basically, every Monday and Thursday, I am obligated, every individual. Now I'll engage in propaganda for attendance services, Monday and Thursday. Yeah. I am, every individual is obligated, duty bound, to hear Kriyas HaTeira every Monday and every Thursday. For simple reasons, the man should simply not be left without Tere, without studying the Tere for three successive days. That's why this is not only a problem of the people, why should it be a problem with people? It's a problem with every individual. But however, Ezra has introduced that the implementation, the realization that Kiyuma Mitzvah must have a congregation. I mean, the Yochid is at a disadvantage. As far as the Chaiwa is concerned, as far as the duty is concerned, he is. He's burdened with this particular duty. He's burdened. However, but in film, I'm burdened with the mitzvah film. I can do it in my private time, in my home. I don't have to go to shul. I'm burdened with the mitzvah teachers. I don't have to go to shul. I'm burdened with the mitzvah matzah, I don't have to go to shul or have a congregation at my center, a minyan at my center. But there are certain mitzvahs which Chazal somehow stubborn. Purim plays the yochid at a disadvantage. You are burdened with the chayre, but the implementation depends upon the congregation. So you have to go to a congregation to find a congregation in order to perform the mitzvah. In this language. Because it would be very difficult to say that Kriyas HaTeira
which was introduced by Meisha and Ezra. For the sole reason, Shlejechu Gimu Yom in the late era, who was limited and confined to Sivu. What's that, Yochid? Yochid may see the word. Just the mitzvah for Yem Truah. The kiyas for Yem Truah. You see? It's one chevo. Whoever is obligated, see the point it is, whoever is obligated in duty bound to hear these kiyas, including the skiers, the nine notes or the third note, is also obligated to interpret the skiers within the framework of Seder Abraham. Whoever is chayev, whoever is duty-bound to hear the skiers in Yushet, must also hear the skiers movement. But there is only one distinction. It's one mitzvah. It's a continuation of the same mitzvah. It's not two mitzvahs. One is a mitzvah Hayochet, the second a mitzvah Sibur. It's a continuation of one mitzvah. But well, there is only one qualification. The first half of the mitzvah can be implemented and attained by Yochid. The second half, we'll see later by Tzibor. The second half must be attained. Without a Shliach Tzibor, without a congregation, I mean, somehow the skill of the movement has no, there is no sense to skill. That's what how Chazal have understood. We'll see later the reason. So it means the Yochid is Sodian, so Yochid Rosh Hashanah Mazgur this year. I mean, I'll be according to his formal dry aloha, which is consultation on dry aloha, because I'm chayev in two kaitus to perform two mitzvahs, or one mitzvah, one cause, one mitzvah. But somehow the entity is not homogeneous, this mitzvah. One part of the mitzvah is heterogeneous. One part of the mitzvah can be performed by myself without the assistance of a congregation. The second part requires what? Tzibur. So if I heard tears being used, even if I mean tears in succession, you see. The case translation theory, I was not in shul, and I missed tears being used. So what? Have I fulfilled the mitzvah completely or not? According to Rashi, no, because the Maisa mitzvah is incomplete. Because I am chayev, the same chayev, you know, the same mitzvah which precipitates the duty of hearing the shefer, the muser, is also responsible, I mean, for the chayev, for the duty, for the obligation with which a person is charged to hear Tzias Mumet. There's only one difference. It's easy to hear Tzias Mumet. It's quite difficult to hear Tzias Mumet because you need a congregation. That Rashi Shite, that Tzias Broches Me'akrit Tzat Tzias, mean Broches Me'akrit Tzat Tzias? Tzias without Broches, I mean, is not, are not complete. Of course, yes. What is Dakim is not complete. But there's nothing to do with the Tefateos. It's a different story. It doesn't make much difference whether the Tefateos return, the Tefateos before, the Tefateos after, the Tefateos. It's not, I mean, it does not affect the Tefateos at all. What's the Tefateos? What's the Tefateos? Yes, the Tefateos are the same. The same. So I just was looking, as a matter of fact, he suggested to me the example. Where is there another mitzvah which originally that the substance of the mitzvah inherently is a mitzvah sayochid intrinsically? However, when it comes towards to realization and implementation of the mitzvah, you need a tibur. So the best example of Rome gave me. Is that there? As a matter of fact, you know, hi, my grandfather. He used to, when he was on the train, in Monday and Thursday, the train stopped at the station, every station, every station, I mean, within a few kilometers of the station, there was a few communities, and he used to leave the train, in order to make it, this was his opinion, there was a failure, and the failure was a failure. Because failure, I mean, failure is not going to send it from people, every individual is supposed to study there. It means Tzeira should not be forgotten, I mean, because every Yochid is responsible. However, Chazal has complicated the Tzeira mitzvah. and simply required of the Yochi that he should join the Shiva in order to fulfill the mitzvah. The same requirement is made of the Yochi in regard to Shiva. One part of the mitzvah you fulfill, even if you live in isolation, in retreat, who can? The other part of the mitzvah, you have to join the Shiva if you want to perfect mitzvah, a complete. This is the machlokes in Rambam. According to the Rambam himself says, Hashivu Hayav Mishmiya. So the Yochid is relieved that he is Muna. So if he had Shefo, then he never joined that Shivu. So he fulfilled the Mitzvah to perfection. He could have gotten involved, he could have involved himself in another Mitzvah. So he did. All right, he did not volunteer. All of us, but there is no obligation. I mean, he's not charged with any obligation. It means not complete. It means the yochid is one mitzvah, the yochid is supposed to be a power. The spirit is the stem from the well of the intro, you know, the spirit is which can be actually well precipitated by the process. The intro is one mitzvah. Spirit plus them, and spirit plus interpretation, that's right. Plus interpretation, plus brother, has been confined to us. Why is it? Why is it being confined to us? I'll tell you. Basically, if you study well the brother of the training, particularly the training, then you are part of immediate conclusion is to dethrone on the prophet, the prophet's center, is that you not do anything. At two levels, there are two aspects that you not do anything. First, the individual appears before God. Every individual is a personal confront of the God. But I'm trying to base what is Rosh Hashanah. I told you last year. What is based on Rosh Hashanah? What kind of a holiday is it? What kind of a holiday is it? What kind of a yom? When I'm asking, how does the Vista unit of Rosh Hashanah? It's an Allah's concept, an objective Allah's concept, a precise concept. It is not the same. Rosh Hashanah is the paper. Rosh Hashanah is the holiday of the heritage. It's not the same. For instance, Tikkun B'Chodesh Sefer is the first thing you say after Shirena. Tikkun B'Chodesh Sefer B'Kesher. Kesher, there are many interpretations. But actually, the main interpretation of B'Kesher is the Matisai, as the day of the throne. Malchus, Bakesimi, hiding, Kase, the space, the real genuine translation of Bakesimi means the designation, the day of appointment, the day of rendezvous, the apostle in Israel, to Yahweh, the Yahweh Makesimi. My husband will come at the appointed time, the Yahweh Makesimi. Nichte and Kese, Nichte is a quota, but you Nichte Fatei. You have it in Matthew as a quota. That means something designated, circumscribed. This means for the appointment. Tikkun B'Chodesh Sefer, roll on the first day in paper, Bakefe, on the day of the rendezvous between human and home. An appointment, a date between human and home. Bakesher Yim Chagenu. No, even Bakesher Yim expresses the nature and the substance of Yim Chagenu, of the character of the holiday. Bakesher Yim Chagenu. That's what the Chagenu is going to do. That's what the meaning there. Because of some basic of the Sayyim al-Pi Aloche, otherwise, I mean, many mitzvahs, they lose meaningful. If you don't see Rosh Hashanah in that perspective. But just the imagine, man is suddenly confronted with that. The whole year round, you see, if man wants to find God, to be close to Him, to cling to Him, and find, feel that He, to see that God is associated with Him, and look, if He wants to look for companionship, so He sees God. You can find it. The custom is from the Sarasana Lakesh or Matoso, but there is a very strict qualification, strict situation. If you return to the whole, and draw the whole number. If you refer to him, you quest for him, and you yearn for him, with your heart and your soul. That's what you do, this is a, like a compass. Tough. Rosh Hashanah, all one has to do to meet God, that is what he is. Of course, it's close enough. So God will leave you. The faith will leave you. All that. Rosh Hashanah, God is faithful. He is eager to meet you. You shall descend the mercy, renew against the courage, search for God, or quest for God, when He is available. Not always available. Kroo, invoke His name. When He is close to you, not the same as that, when is it? We have a pasuk that He should return to the Lord, not so, it's not a simple. Search for God, quest for God is a long process. A long process, and requires so much sacrifice, and so much effort, and so much giving of oneself. Sadly, only Eloi Aseres Yomim Shabbat Rosh Hashanah. The whole period of Aseres Yomim Shabbat, what is it, by what trait has it been distinguished? Is it different from the ordinary year, or the ordinary run of the year? It's only one thing. It is the distance between man and God, which is the whole year almost empty. The Rosh Hashanah is here. A man turning around and find God standing nearby. You can easily understand without it, without it. But first of all, every individual sends it. This is the very essence. Not only for Shonea, but in people also. What is Mechila Utsriha? It is forgiveness, atonement. Literally at the same people. The basis of Rosh Hashanah, the attempt to do this reconciliation between God and man, when God comes out and emerges from His infinite solicitude, from His transcendence, and comes closer and closer to man, the means of Rosh Hashanah is complete. And you think, this is not true, this is not true, this is not true. This is the thing. And basically, I want to tell you, it's an halachic concept, but that concept should be experienced as well. This is the problem with Rosh Hashanah in Kippur. I'll tell you what the problem is. And that's why we have very little Rosh Hashanah in Kippur, which is worthwhile. Either to just any people engaged in cliches, many of the popular English stuff, I mean, people cliches, very cheap sentimentalism, emotionalism, that's simply worthless. But basically, this is why it's so difficult to explain people's mouths and mistakes of showing people with my story. For one reason, the theme of Rosh Hashanah, practical, massive, don't let themselves to formulate them. It should be experienced. And formulate it very difficult. You know very well. Many things, many experiences of ours cannot be formulated, cannot be explained. And the more basic the experience is, and the more fundamental the emotion is, and the more, so to say, all-inclusive and all-embracing, and all-consuming, a certain feeling, like love and sorrow, and so forth, the less
people understand, to rationalization, to explanation, and to interpretation. Ask the father, why did he write this style many times, so vulgar, and so rebellious, and so disobedient, and so abusive to father? He didn't be able to answer. None of them. You do not prevail. And the fact that you can't answer does not mean that the love for a child is being mitigated at all levels. Understand me well? And this is basically the themes of what's occurring. I find them very hard. As far as it is hard to describe them. The rest of them. Tell them out. From my profound time, they see things when I teach them, I'm pretty good teacher. I can spell out very complicated systems. Now, okay? Philosophy, what is it? It's basic experience of my life. I can either describe my grief, nor can I describe my joy, nor can I describe my loss, nor can I describe any many experiences of mine. If it's true not about me, I can express that about others, but true of everybody. It's personal, it feels not in depth. Emotionalizing itself, not the surface emotionalizing. Sitting here, whose emotions are not difficult to me. But don't understand it. Those people cannot experience the presence of God. And that's the basis, because the basic concept of understanding is in every sense. Whoever cannot, how can you describe it? It's got to be felt. It has got to be experienced. You've got to live it. I cannot describe you. I cannot give you criteria what replay of the same means. I know what it means. At the same time, I'm not bragging and I'm not so embarrassing. I know what it means. It means at the time when you don't feel alone. And you feel that somebody comes. Easily. The time when you feel that there is some meaning to your life. And your life is not just painting, you know, just like a soul bubble or something. You're not just a piece of drifting, tossed by the tide. Not knowing where you came from and not knowing where you are moving to. And many times I suffer from it. And when there is no fear up there, when you feel somehow that you are embraced, that someone protects you, someone looks at you. When you're not, when you don't have the feeling of desolation and loneliness, when you feel a certain ecstasy in your heart, it's not the proper description. I'm circumscribing, I'm not describing it. Right? But if one doesn't, even there is enthusiasm, it's also a test that express itself in prayer. You don't have to dance for it. There's no need for a mystical ecstasy, you understand? We don't talk like a large delicate, but it is a certain feeling which gladdens the heart somehow. When very instinctively you say, and Omar Zeran has mistranslated his country, the sentence, we don't know what to say. We say in Colon, Cobra, Sabbath, Kachar Martin, say tonight, you must say one of the Vakas of Saint. To make the custom, the custom is shown if I send him a Kecho, from the suffer to stand in the hall of God from Kolmatko. He's Chavri Shalich HaShamad. But we in Motri is all Marzer in the suffer. In Motri is one of the Chesayin who fulfill all our aspirations, all our requests. First of all, the words in Motri, one of the Chesayin, don't lend themselves to such interpretation. I would say Malik Kokol Bakhesayin, Smak of Aina, I should call Brahma as a Chesayin. First of all, I mean, the Chesayin in Motri, one of the Chesayin, it does not really fulfill or realize or implement all our desires and all our prayers. You're not the back of your sinner. In what they must say, they must be the poem. And secondly, how does it prove it? It's a different question. In some prayer preservations, in some compilations, it is already the next process to say the Republic, the very beginning. But in some, it's the very last. Before Avenio Lako Shecho, some kind of this Shecho, Kmoshanema Avenio Lako Shecho, not what we're saying, but what we're going to say for a while.
it comes never in the middle. It's very interesting. The motto of Steiner, in some compilations, I mean, depends upon the Krieg, actually. In some compilations, it's a very outset, almost a very outset. In some compilations, it's a very outset. The other Krieg here. Take any Krieg, you'll find it. And the other Krieg here, I was listening.
In the casting of the Shemeshua Kecho Matzoto, Kisho Reshanem Bechol Evopcho Bechol Nefshecho.
In some speakers, it is before Rosh Hashanah Shemeshua Rachameinu. It is very much on Rosh Hashanah. I mean, it depends upon speakers, I don't know. But never in the middle. Either it's very outset, at Tchil on the Brisson of Kasher Amato, or at the very end. It's interesting. If you pay attention, you'll know this. What does it never in Kippur Ma'azah you'll find it. Never in Kippur Ma'azah. But the translation is different. You must say London without a sustainer, make yourself available when we are set. When we need that. Don't hide. Don't envelop, so to say, in a cloud. Vayere da Hashem b'ano. But whenever we are questing for you, yearning for you, for your presence, make yourself available. Kimo shekosu. That uvikashte nishon nefere shemo lekeichem. And if you will do the searching with your whole heart and mind and soul, and you'll be sincere and genuine in your yearning and your questing, umasofenu. It is perhaps the most sublime, the most exalted prayer of the entire world. And this is without it, this is first of all the Yochid, coming back to what he said. The Yochid is confronted by the Rebbeinu. The Rebbeinu Shalom meets the Yochid. There's a rendezvous on Rosh Hashanah between the Rebbeinu Shalom and the Yochid. But the Shem Tokad is so, let's talk at me. Let us talk at me. But Hashem pokad esor al amei kasher ama. Vayasad Hashem esor kasher diber. Poki pokad et yetchem. Vesrosu lachem b'mitzrayim. Kisov yichik zikorin li poki kol ruach v'nefesh. What does li poki mean? Ah? No, not poki means to visit a town. To be concerned. To visit a town. To visit. To call, to make a call upon someone. It means when in the trying these 300 years, when they cry to heaven, and they raise the lips of their voices, and there was no answer, there was no answer, and the Egyptian oppressors continued on it, continued to torture them. So the vehicle was very deep. The pocket of charity that was in the hand. Now I will give it. I'll take a call for you. The Yeshua comes and salvation arrives. This salvation always got us. But the same pocket of God, for 90 years, turn away the threat, for 70 years, turn away the promise. And they were ridiculed by people. What did the ridicule consist of? God is not a living one. God existed. Or some denied the existence of God. Many of them, in every generation. They're atheists, they're skeptics, they're agnostics, they're people cynics. They're simple. But when this miracle happens, it's where the same talk at itself. They give God visible, or hated God. He made his presence known. Made his presence known. And why do you have to go so far to Torah? I mean, during these Holocaust years,
Hundreds of thousands of Jews perishing from the story. But what does Hestaponi mean? What does Hestaponi mean? What does Hestaponi mean? God absenting himself from the world, retreating the world into infinity, the present world of surrender to the Satan. We have the concept of Hestaponi. We read it in the Gemara, it's of the Shuvah. When he asks your ponai, boy, you're a whole, really. He simply will be devoured. Hestaponi. Hestaponi is not English, I want to understand. There's a difference between English. English, punish is all right. But punishment, there's always a measurement of punishment. There's a certain, the punishment is precise. It is. It's like a sentence, you see. But there is a higher form, I mean, a more tragic form. This has happened. Complete absence. Complete retreat. But then some retreat from the world. But then some retreat from the world is what rules the mechanical law. The status. Mechanical law is something very different to human suffering. And very inconsiderate. All right, you know very well that missionaries carried on during his 40s. You have no idea. It actually has undermined the faith in many Jews. The whole disaster, tragic. For instance, when the state of Israel was established, no matter what place the state of Israel should occupy in the Jewish world view, in the Jewish philosophy, and I'm not now going to speak on it, but it was a salvation. This is salvation, there is no something else. And it's impossible. Focus for charisma. For hundreds of years, heaven and earth is dead. It was not sensitive. It was not responsive. Didn't answer any cry. Heaven didn't answer the cries of the Jews too, anyway. Who were snatched against the concrete wall by Pharaoh and the man. There was no reply. Suddenly, heaven opens up, and God descends from heaven, from infinity, from the riches of the universe, into human society, and from heaven. This is prophecy of God. This means that the same prophecy. All of the great prophecy. That's why Chazal says, speak Danish and empty the chemist. It's a different semantic. צורך הגזיקורן לפוקט כל רוח ונפש. God confronts every individual. Every spirit, every soul, every individual. You and not your life. כל רוח ונפש. The Pesach Rosh Hashanah is a holiday of the individual. Because this is his confrontation with Almighty, with infinity. So if we are the same, our faith is the same, or we will be the same. Or the Kessel of the Mikagena. It is his rendezvous, his appointment, his rabbinicum, which he celebrates. Because he blows Shefer, the Shefer is the symbol of the Jewish Shefer. He blows Shefer, Aleim, and Fatra. He has appeared to them, accompanied by the sound or by the shout of the shofar. This is the instrument of religion. This is his shofar. The shofar belongs to the Yoshi. But why there is a chayv of the Yoshi? Kamot kiyas chayvodom mishmei arot. The Rambam. So, how many kiyas each individual? Each individual. If one individual in a town does not come to the same as the in the forest, regardless of where he is, regardless of the place, regardless among whom he lives, whether he lives in a decent society or in a cruel society, in an atheist society or in a society that is faithful, God meets with him. Of course, if you want to meet with God,
of a kind of learning. God makes him do, but he does not break it. Because the Torah says in Machteres Yimot Yaganet, and God does not want anything to be judged according to the parasha of Machteres. But no, if God knocks on the door, open the door. God will not break in the door. If the door remains locked, he will walk away. Rosh Hashanah in Kippur, he will walk away. However, Uvriyeh Bein Yipakeidu. Uvriyeh, what does Uvriyeh mean? Individuals, creatures. Bein Yipakeidu are visited upon, are called upon, and they are confronted by the Almighty. Face the Almighty or encounter the Almighty, laskiram lachayim velamoreh. Mila nifkat kayim azeh. Who is not me? The Almighty pays a visit to everyone, to everybody. Mila nifkat kayim azeh, not mila nifka kayim azeh. Mila nifkat kayim azeh. Who is left out? He makes his rounds, brother. Doesn't leave out a single person. On the other hand, humanity as such, as a whole, mankind as a group, as a multitude, need to be redeemed from the world. Valentine is the world. Each state, each country, each race, Medina has quite now, of course, modern evil Medina means state. The Hebrew of Chazal is Medina means everything, state, a group, a multitude, a crowd, or humanity of Valam Dinis Deyom, Ezel Acheres, Ezel Aro, Ezel Aseva, Ezel Aro, Ezel Aseva, Ezel Acher, Ezel Asholem, Ezel Acher. Uvri is Deyom, but you have already, I mean, this contrast. Each individual meets God, and humanity is such. Kol boy Elon, Abraham lay fun of his name Moritz. You know that. You say it in science fiction, it's a mission. The word call in Hebrew has quite a multiple semantics, but particularly dual semantics. Call means each one, Kilan Shomot, I will call how look on you, each soul will pray God. Individual. And kol means the whole, the entire. Kolom, the collective, the entire. So basically, which quotation are you using? Huh? Kol boy elom means each of the boy elom. Boy elom means whoever entered this world. Abraham was one of his memorim, one by one. The more means one by one, regardless of the picturesque language, I mean, regardless of the metaphor, what the metaphor refers to, symbolize means one by one, and kol bo'elo means taken together, the aggregate of bo'elo, the whole of bo'elo, humanity. So the Rebbein Chaim has two accounts. One account, an individual account, another account as humanity as such. It's very hard. There are chatoim, there are crimes within individual communities. Not the crimes, stealing, robbing, lying, stuff, all that. There are crimes which is committed collectively. Take the United Nations commit crimes, right frequently. Mistakes, errors, crimes, injustice, iniquity, so forth. You cannot say individual countries, we are all involved. Even the West is involved. Even the distant, our distant America is involved. We are involved. So there are two. The Rebbein Chaim has two books. One book writes every mighty issue about Lilith Mitzvah Gover is recorded. The other book, the history of humanity. However, I want you to know something else. Rosh Hashanah is also, we love to speak about Jews. They remind humanity itself. The treasure of anybody doesn't know what Rosh Hashanah is. Because if you knew what Rosh Hashanah is, you wouldn't have committed all the crimes.
It's the problem. What is the problem in the modern society? It's a society which does not understand the literary understanding of the world. It is disintegrating. What's happening now? Complete disintegration of society. Of social morality, of social discipline, of power, of everything, I mean. Because they don't understand what Din Hashem is and what Lifnei Hashem, but they have to take Sefer Oril of Melech Hashem. So let's speak about you. Did you also meet the Rebbeinu from Rosh Hashanah as a Yochid, as an individual? There are many others that you commit, which are actually, I mean, which are inseparably bound up with his individual life. Well, for instance, in his business, dishonesty, let's take Avera like Chirur Shabbat, let's take an Avera like Kratos and Valens, let's take an Avera and so forth down. So forth down. It's individual Avera, individual Avera. Then, for instance, one of the most outstanding Katoim of America, the Western group, is being derelict and irresponsible as far as education is concerned. This is the greatest and the most, head of all. There is nothing more tragic and more disastrous than this threat. Because of that threat, we have lost two generations. Trying now to recoup this by this. This is number one. However, the Jew is also judged as a member of the community. And I say community in the local community. As a clown is for us. Because God is very interesting. Rabbi Gemara says in Megillah that Ezra, Tikin Lahem Yisroel, Ezra has introduced us, the Jews, sharing the brachos of klolim for the Mishneh Torah. We should read the brachos of klolim, the Tikh, the covenant at Mishneh Torah, using Kisoven, Lifnei Reish Hashanah, before the Torah. Why is it so important? As a matter of fact, it is so. We read last Shabbos Kisoven, this Shabbos we'll read, this morning, rather, we read Mitzovim, which is more or less a continuation of the Teichache, in Kisoven, because the conclusion of the Teichache is not in Mitzovim, the conclusion is in Mitzovim. Because always the conclusion of the Teichache is concerned with what? With Geula, with redemption. But in Mitzovim, the last pasuk in Kisoven, the last pasuk is Ve'yismakartem la'avodim le'ideichem ve'in tere Ve'yishivchem ad Hashem ve'mitraim ve'nir Ere divra bris. How could it happen that Nisham is stopped? Terminated the Teichachem without telling the Jews a few words of comfort? After portraying to them a grisly future? An uncanny future? For instance, Vayikra, the Christmas Brief at Mount Sinai, the Zechartel and Brief Rishenim, as a matter of fact, took Pesukim of the Teichachem, Vayikra, he used in the Chene, the Zechartel and Brief Rishenim. But as far as the Teichachem Beretz Meir, before he died, later, suddenly he stops immediately. This is the last curse. This is the Nekartem Lavodim in the Teichachem. People will be so sick to this. It's painful at the time, that they'll refuse to buy your place. It'll be like letter, complete letter from human society. But then, period, what kind of a... The answer is that the Teichachem is concluded in the nation. Ehoyu ki yaveyu alecho kol hadvorim eile, abrocho v'yaklolo, v'shavtos Hashem alekecho, v'shov ad Hashem l'shvuscho, וכיבט רחמך ורחמך וכיבט לך מכל העם נשא שיצפה לשם שמו ומול עד השם יש לבבך ולשלב דרך עולה ושלושך ויוצאווה היא ראש השם הבייסקלי ברוך יש לכלו להזכיר מנישתתרה ומנישתתרה הם קבוצו כסובי הם מסובים ווי זה צפיין פה וברוך יש את מנישתתרה בי רד רסייטר כסוב את הכל apparently it's similar, it's Ezra, it's Abraham, it's not just a new ritual, it's older, and it's really old. is Jochen, second person. See that now? Have you ever heard of it? Ah, yes. I have better proofs for that, but I'm going to say. You have a pretty good one. This is the reason why people are afraid more of the covenants to be called up to appear, or the covenants of Mikro, because it means the covenant, the halter of the nation, the status to greater. It is a covenant. And by Yikro, one told me, come to Yikro, doesn't care. He may call him after. But not God, the Brocha to Chlova, the Mishatea. The Mishatea, he keeps on saying, Yad Yikra Deshem Bacho Es Amul Or Zan Eno, so the Valkyrie addresses himself to him. In Rabin, and if you survey the Yochi, for simple reason, in the Chukai side, the covenant just included the Rich, with the Jews as a people, as a nation, as a community, as a rabbin, not with each individual separately. As a rabbin, of course, if the obligation is the rabbin are burdened with the covenant, so each individual is a sharing it, because the rabbin, the multitude consists of many individuals, of course, but actually God addressed himself to the community, the unit. While in the survey, it's the Lashon Yochid, second person to survey, Isha Sorei, Vishacha Yishka Veno Bayi Tzid Yom Yitesh Yudei, Kerem Peter Leitz Chalene, Shecho Tavua Aflei Necho, it's a covenant with each individual. And now prove it here. Not only the grammatical part. Meisha says, Veloyitchem levatchem on echekere sabrif hazei tetz olo hazei. Ki et asher yesh ni peyimonu eim rayeim, ואיס אשר איננו פעים אימון ראיין. ובי דינת לי משה, I agree to the covenant, not only with you, who are present here. But the those who are still absent, who haven't been born yet, I mean the future generations, until the end of time, that is Meshe says, correct? Why didn't Meshe make such a statement in Vayikro, when the Sinai covenant went into effect? Why did he add this reservation, not reservation, this qualification, this stipulation to the covenant in Dvorim, in Deuteronomy, and did not provide a covenant of Ayikro. Meleitchem levatchem. After all, there were two covenants, two briefes. One brief by Har Sinai, the other covenant in Har Cheret. Why is meleitchem levatchem on Echekiris, a brief of Eishnes, all our days, K.S. Asher Yeshnetei, Mono Emer Ayim, Lutnei Adeshem, Alakenu, Asher Enonetei, Emer Ayim. There's something else. Meisha begins to enumerate. אתם מצווים כולכם, ראשיכם, שבטיכם, זקניכם, שבריכם, כליש ישראל, טפכם, נשיכם, לקיכם, אשר בקרה, וכי זה שני רבות. ווי דין זה פריפס, די קוונט אין ויקרו, בארצים ודיסיין פרולוג, זאת אומרת, ודיסיין אינטרדקשן. אתם מצווים כולכם, ראשיכם, שבטיכם, זקניכם. זה אין צריך לשאול. If you conclude a covenant with a nation, if you sign a treaty with a nation, you don't have to stipulate that this treaty is valid for this generation and for the next generation and for the third generation, the fourth generation. The treaty with the nation means the treaty with all generations. Because it's Chazal say, Ein Tzibur Meisim. A Tzibur is always alive. A Tzibur takes in those, when you see, when you say, the Jewish people. You say, Am Yisrael. What do you mean only the people who are present now, who live now? It embraces people who lived or acted their role already on this stage and retreated. They are not with us anymore. And also the people who haven't been born. Nation, particularly a gay Kurdish, it means stretches, I mean, cut across all dimensions of time. Past, future, present, all dimensions. So you don't have to stipulate. It's government apart. Of the United States, the government of Germany, the government of any country will sign a treaty, will provide a treaty unless they want to limit it as far as time is concerned. The treaty is good for 50 years, for 40 years. But if there is no limitation on the treaty is binding on this generation, the next generation, on the third generation, on the fifth generation, on the tenth generation. Because this is the concept in Tzibur Meisim, Chazal. A Tzibur never dies, individuals die. The nation exists. It's like a tree with its leaves. It shakes off its leaves. It sheds its leaves, never falls. But the tree of an identity survives for winter, I mean summer, and spring and so forth.
That's why there was no need for Moses to say, "Yitzchak levat from another place." He didn't have to enumerate Rashechem, Shitzechem, Zekrechem. It's the entire nation, the entire people. The Rabbi Shalom called them Mamlechas Kenen Gekodesh. I mean, he didn't do that. And he saw them going with treaty to reach and find and endure in every individual. In every individual should. But you'll ask me, the Jew is under treaty, under obligation? Yes. And I'll tell you, under double obligation. As a member of the community is bound by an obligation, by a treaty, with God, by a covenant that he calls the treaty. It's an agreement, nothing else, contract. And also, I am as a member, of course, I have to be guided by this treaty. And then there is an individual treaty with every Jew. Every Jew, Roshechem, Shitechem, Zikneichem, rich or poor, thinker or simpleton, scholar or illiterate, with every Jew, Mechetiv, Techo, Achei, Mecho, Lei Ovrocho, Bevrisa, Hashem, he speaks with each one separately. He addresses himself to each individual secondly. It is second person singular. Well, then he has to say, then there is what he has. If you close, if you sign agreement with individual, sound the next generation the agreement is not binding, unless you speak to them. The lay it can levat him on the care of Sadrus as well as all our ways, he may shall yes me pay him on our name, or shall not even from on the pay. That's what Ezra did for me. It means in Sadrus as yes. The first brief is read before Shmuel. So Ezra says, Rosh Hashanah cannot be celebrated unless the second covenant is recited. Because the Jew of Rosh Hashanah should know that he's under two obligations. As a Yochid, as an individual, responsible for himself, responsible for his family. As a father, as a father, as a brother, as a neighbor, just as an individual. Of course, individual takes things, it's not in isolation. Chazal never said the individual in isolation or retreat. It takes in many. But responsible just, I mean, as much as a human being can assume responsibility. On the other hand, the individual is responsible, which is a member of the community. He's responsible not only for himself, for his family, for the community. Basically, this is called Israel already in Israel. And this is a separate account of what did you do for the congregation? What did you accomplish? Now you provided your family with Jewish people. What about the son of your neighbor? The son of Mr. X and O. You could have, of course, if you was capable. You were in circumstances, made it possible for you. You could afford it. And so forth, there is a difference. So a Jew, when he meets the Rebbeinu Shlom Rosh Hashanah, he greets the Rebbeinu Shlom, the Rebbeinu Shlom greets him, he greets him in Shikata Asher. As a Yochid, who's really the Yipakeda, as a representative, an ambassador, a Jewish ambassador of the community of the world. It means historically, whether he fulfilled his historical duty, not only question of privacy, his historical duty. And the main question which is due to take us for the funny is a very simple one. Ever Yochi, have you done it well? And have you discharged your responsibility as a father, as a brother, as a Jew, as a Yochi? It just embraces the whole. As a member of the community, the question is, what did you contribute for the survival and the perpetuation of the community? And Rabbi said, there's a heart in the Bris Rishayim, I shall say to some merit, you try, Rabbi Yisrael remembers the covenant of all. So you should also remember the covenant of all. What is remembrance for a Jew mean? If you did his share, in order to implement the covenant, particularly to perpetuate the covenant. Let us not fool ourselves. Now the problem of the Kibbutz of the Jewish people is one problem. We will survive and we will not perish. This is the state of Israel, the problem is still great. State of Israel is a help, but it's not a solution. And the Jew in the diaspora will not realize the beauty of it. to preserve and to perpetuate his uniqueness, his singularity. You know my idea. I don't say to elite society, but within the general society, to emphasize his spiritual uniqueness, his spiritual singularity, Jewish people cannot survive, they cannot live. This is the main problem. When you say Tzchel on the Brisov is Kasher Amato, so the Rebbe Yishlom will remember, of course, but he'll ask the simple question, what about your memory? I have a good memory, but what about your memory? Oh, it's my memory, I remember, I brought you from Yankee, you remember when you do all that. What do you do in three surveys? I want to say. Three surveys means it's a history of martyrdom. It's a history of martyrdom. Our history is one of martyrdom. Suffering a martyrdom, we have not conquered. So if has to follow. Judaism should somehow be a thing. Be snapped out. So then it's not only we lose something great and precious. Then we need that the martyrdom and the suffering and the bloodshed and the fear. Countless generations who were in vain in order to rehabilitate the martyrs of the Crusades and the martyrs of Khmelnytskyi and even the Holocaust. They didn't die in vain. It's our duty and to fulfill the covenant and perpetuate the covenant and contribute as much as one can to each other. And there's only one way out to do it, Kusino, there's nothing else. There are no miracles. This is very true. The Kolome, the Sabri, the Chesed, the Shvue, the Mishbato, the Avromazin, the Har, the Rio. But there is the question which is also a bit from our class. Do you remember the Greeks, the Chesed, the Shvue? And this is just because there's the confrontation. There's confrontation in the individual, and there is also confrontation in the community. And of course, I am a part of the community, so I need God not only as an individual, alone, but as the welcome with the community of God. And we say, Zechariah, with the Henrys, we simply contrast both. The brilliant day you talk to the last year of Hayom Mavesh, while I'm doing this day you're on a little Nifka Tzayim as a, and so forth. After they had a skull on me for it. You remember the whole of your creation. The Gamkola Yitzur, and every creature. Here is the call, you see, the call, the semantic call change. The Gamkola Yitzur, and every creature, you need to be He cannot hide from me. There's always. But he closed the case of others. It means the main confrontation is at the historical level. If you as a member of an ancient historical society, community, which has sacrificed for your idea in order to survive and to prevail, is charged with responsibility. And the main question of the information is his responsibility. That's why Schaefer has two components. The component of Yochi and the component of Shiva. Because what is Schaefer? Schaefer is Gilles Schiller. Okay. Schaefer is the instrument, the symbol of Gilles Schiller. It's a Schaefer. Hatil Kon Schaefer is the name of Malach HaLeshem. Hatil Leisel, Ram Kosh Chon Udavri, Meshmaiz Gelecho. The case of Rokh Malayim Fata, the Kilo Schaefer. No, the truth is what I mean in Greece, because Schaefer had a little photo. Schaefer is for the population. There is double division. There is a double confrontation. A double rendezvous. The community and the Yochid. And the Yochid needs God as a basis in the community. That is it. And interestingly, that while the Yochid, the Aloha was satisfied, to tell the Yochid to draw Schaefer without interpreting, and it came to the confrontation from God and the community of Israel. The community, the covenantal community, the star community, whose survival is the duty of each Yochid. So the Schaefer learned of not honor. Now the community, if you meet God as a member of the community, you draw the Schaefer, you'll interpret. That's why Kriya Gemumah is on
basically the Pagim of the Pagim. And Yochai the Pagim, which is a true form, and he produced the Stur Esther, a lot of Pagim here. The Esther signaled the welcome of the community, which he extended to the Bnei Israel, and the welcome of the community. Here is a question, whether it's one mitzvah or two mitzvahs, these are places you can come by. According to Arab, whether the duty of the community is Yochai to join the community, no duty, but anyway, there's three aspects because of the context. And the same two aspects prevail in Kippur. The Kippur is a Yochid, is granted Mechilah Shlichei Atonement, and also the Yochid is within the community. Yes, but this is exactly what the Chaser is, this is Rosh Hashanah. He be sure Melech, he passing Rosh Hashanah. All right, I believe the matter tonight. Now you want to say Slichas following that? All right, strong Slichas. I warn you. Yes. Is Gadel the youth talk?